Hello and welcome to the Creating Happy Writers podcast. My name is Steph Caswell, a multi-published author and writing coach who believes that every woman has a story worth sharing. I'm here to show you that writing your book doesn't have to be overwhelming or time-consuming. After all, you already have the expertise and content within you. Instead, I want to help women like you create a guilt-free space to write, build the confidence to share your message, and turn your knowledge into a business-boosting book that helps you earn what you deserve. You can get more support from me via my weekly email newsletter or in my book, Dare to Write. You can also become a member of the Happy Writers Hub, a space for you to dedicate regular time to your book project and start prioritising it as your next bold business move. Doors are always open, so come and join us for weekly co-writing sessions, as well as monthly live Q&A sessions where you can ask anything you'd like about the writing and publishing process. Links to the newsletter, book, and the hub are all in the show notes. Hello, lovely writer. It's Steph here. Welcome to episode 86 of the podcast. Today, I'm talking to you about your content treasure trove, your archives, the library of stuff you already have that could help you write your book. The reason I'm talking to you about this today is because it comes up really a lot when I talk to aspiring authors. They don't necessarily realise that they already have a lot of the content they're going to need to write their book in their archives, in their Google Drive, on the cloud, wherever you keep your stuff. You will be surprised to hear and to recognize how much you already have that you can use to build your book. Time is not something that is on a business owner's side. I'm sure you can appreciate that as much as I can. And as much as I'm an advocate for the tiny sprint method, 30 minutes, sitting down regularly, all of that is extremely valid and is the only reason I've managed to write the books I've written in the last 10 years. It's little and often, I'm a big fan. But there's something else that we can do in order to be as productive as possible within that 30-minute time frame, but also to make sure that we're not ever faced with a blank page. The blank page is something that puts lots of aspiring authors off, particularly when you sit down and you've done your plan, you've got your outline, you know what's going to be in your chapters, but then you have to sit down and you actually have to work on the very first line that you're going to say, the very first chapter, and on and on. It's overwhelming. It can feel so daunting that you don't even know where to begin. And that's why I believe that your content archives are going to be your friend. They're going to be the thing that makes you realize you do not have to start from scratch. With that being said, let's move into how can you decide what parts of your content you want to use in your book, and how you can then apply it to your first draft. As you may or may not know, I have just finished my first draft of my next book. Book number 8 is going to be out in June, and I have been in first draft mode since last September. So about 6 months now of writing and pulling together the very initial draft of my book. I love the first draft, but I also hate the first draft. It's a love-hate relationship when it comes to first drafts. Some people call it draft zero. And the reason being is because it is a download. It is an absolute outpouring of everything I could possibly want to say about the subject of the book. You may know the book is about productivity. I've decided to pivot the book. It was on confidence, which is going to happen in terms of book format. But for the moment, it's about productivity and the 30-minute sprint approach. So it's been a labour of love. And throughout the process, I've written a lot of it from scratch, but I have also been delving into the 80 plus episodes of this podcast to help me find the content I need. The reason I think that we need to pay attention to this is we can decide in our heads that the only way to do the book that you want to write is to start right from scratch. You think perhaps it makes you less of an author to copy and paste stuff from podcasts or blogs or newsletters. And I'm here to say, I think that's a load of rubbish, a load of absolute rubbish. Why do I think that? Because you've already written the stuff, it just wasn't necessarily in book format. What I have found throughout this first draft is when I have been writing particular chapters or particular sections, as I've been planning them out and starting to write, I've realised I've already done this in podcast form. I've already done this as a newsletter. And it's been revelatory. With the book before this, Dare to Write, I didn't do that. I didn't have the podcast at that point, so I didn't have heaps of content. I did have blogs I'd written and I did have newsletters, but the podcast has been the game changer because I realised that I have transcripts and those transcripts have been awfully handy in this first draft. Of course, I'm not just going to copy and paste previous content into a chapter and move on. I am going to then carefully curate what I want to keep from the transcript, but it saved me so much time. And time, as I said at the beginning, is what's against most of us. We might have family that we are caring for. We might have hobbies that we're trying to still pursue. And the book can feel like it gets not in the way, but really is something we're having to channel a lot of creative energy into. And my belief is the more that we can take the overwhelm, the stress, the, I suppose, energy that is maybe we're over expending energy out of the process, the more we can do that, the more feasible it is for more people to write. Now, fundamentally, what I am about is more women writing books. And if to do that, you can use some of the content you already have, I am here for it. I am celebrating you right now really hard because you've done the work. You've done your podcast. You've done your blog. You've done your Substack newsletter or your email newsletter, or you've done a workshop. All of this content is sitting there ready for you to use. So now you know why I think it's so important. I want to touch on the types of content that I think you can use. You may not have a blog, you may not have a podcast, you may not have anything that is particularly long form content, but I can imagine you've got to this stage in your business, you are 3-5+ years into business, you are not going to have no content at all. You are going to have a whole variety of things that you have put together over the years, some that you may not even remember you've done. Because if you've been in it more than 5 or 10 years, there'll be things that you've written and put together that you've forgotten you've done. And that's perfectly normal for all of us to do that, particularly if, like me, you are currently perimenopausal. Lots of things are forgotten. And things I did 5-10 years ago are very well forgotten. So don't panic if you can't remember. But once you've got your chapter outline, I'm going to invite you to think about, for each of the chapters, what do you know you already have? Because there'll be things that come to mind instantly. Now, the types of content I'm talking about, podcast, yes. Blog, yes. Newsletter, either on Substack or just an email newsletter in the traditional sense like I have. You might have a workshop you've done where you had to put together a slide deck or course materials. You might have got a membership. You might have got a course, a digital course that you've got online that you had to write the modules for. You might have social media posts. You might have done LinkedIn articles. You could have also been a guest on other people's podcasts. All of that is up for grabs. There's probably things that I can't even think that you've done, but are absolutely valid. You might have done a talk in a membership group where you put together something that is part of the book content. And the great thing about nonfiction and business books is quite often we're sharing a strategy, we're sharing a step-by-step process. And I did this in Dare to Write. It was, you know, you start here, you plan your book, you outline your book, you write the book, you publish the book, very linear. And for all of those things, I know I have content now that I could have used for the book. I didn't. I just wrote from scratch. But that was because the book had been sitting in my head for such a long time. And by that point, I'd written 6 books. So I thought, you know what? I just need to download all of this stuff. And I didn't need necessarily to go into my archives. But for this current manuscript I'm working on, I did go into my archives. So let me give you an example. When I had done my outline on Trello, I had then thought to myself, right, let me look at each chapter heading and let me think about podcast episodes that I have done that match anything to do with stuff in this chapter. So chapter 6 is about procrastination, and I have done 2 or maybe even 3 podcast episodes about procrastination. I've also done several blog posts and newsletters about it over the last 3 or 4 years. So I knew that there were things I could go back and look at. So in my outline, all I did was I just put the links to the Google Drive where all those all that stuff was or is kept, should I say. So I knew that at some point I needed to go and access this content. I wasn't looking at it in the outlining phase. It was just a, let me signpost to myself where I need to go. And by doing that, when I came to start writing, I thought, okay, brilliant. At this chapter about procrastination, one of the most popular episodes of the podcast is about procrastination when I look at the download. So I know it resonates. I know what I've said in it is popular, is something that people are getting something from. So what I did, found the episode, put it into Otter, got the transcript, and then I just copied and pasted the large chunks of the transcript into the chapter on my Google Doc, which was my first draft. It was messy. Obviously, it's a transcript, so it's not going to be 100% accurate. It's all lumped together in a horrible, unformatted way. But it gave me instantly, I think it was about 1,000 words, 1,500 words, and I hadn't had to write a single thing. It was just there. And then I spent time reading through it and adapting it and changing it. And I did the same for another chapter on boundaries. I did a whole episode of the podcast on creative energy and protecting our energy. And so I went, I found that episode transcript, did the same thing. Now, of course, I'm going to just say this immediately because I don't want you to start thinking, oh, you're just copying and pasting and there's nothing else that goes into it. You know, and I know that is not the case. Of course, I'm going to add to what the transcript had. I'm going to elaborate on certain points. I'm going to give examples. I'm going to talk about different stories that apply, all of that. But what I want to get through to you today is the basis of your book is already in your archives. It is not something you need to build completely from nothing to finished book. And the more people that I work with, and this is where, again, strategy hours, if you want to have a strategy hour with me, we can do this on the strategy hour, is we look through your chapter outline, we look at the plan, and we think together what might be some great content I already have from whatever long form content you want to choose from, whichever one you feel like is the most recent thing perhaps, or the best representation of what you have to offer. And if you are building your book off the back of a course you've done, where you've done this course now for 5 years or whatever it could be, or this particular program, this group program, or what you take your one-to-one clients through, if you have a system that you are just literally picking up and putting into book format, I would say you've probably got 75% of the content already there. Then it comes to refining and making it better and improving it and making it sound more booky than perhaps a transcript would. If you're not sure what the best things to use are, then I would just pull together whatever you think is the best representation of what you want to say and how you want to say it. And you might take a little bit of a newsletter plus part of a blog. Or if you are somebody sensible with your content, you will know that you take a piece of long form content and you can turn it into other things. So let me give you an example of that. I have recently discovered that my podcast transcripts that I'm doing every single week, I'm putting the effort and the hours into producing this podcast because I love it from the bottom of my heart. But I use the transcripts to write my blogs. I literally take the transcript and I put it into AI, I put it into Claude, and I ask Claude to pull out the most pertinent points of the conversation in bullet point form. And then what I've been doing is building my blog, using those some of those things as the sections to the blog. So the majority of it's there. I'm just having to make it sound more like a blog again than a transcript. I'm obviously then putting in my SEO stuff and the keywords and making the title more bloggy than perhaps it is as a podcast. But then what I'm then doing is sometimes taking that and turning that into an email newsletter, or I'm using parts of it social media. So there's so much that can be done with the content we already have. And the more I work with people on this, the more I want to shout about it, because I believe that what's stopping so many of us is the time thing and the overwhelm and the fear of having to write from scratch. Both of those things can be sorted out by using your content archive. I want you to go away from this episode. It's a short episode. It's unscripted today. Normally I have some bullet points of things that I want to talk about, but I felt so compelled to talk about this because I have been on a couple of calls recently where I've been working with strategy clients around this concept, and to see the relief and the joy and the, I suppose, that kind of light bulb moment where they realize that they don't have to start from nothing really inspired me to do this podcast episode today with nothing. I'm literally sitting here with just me and the microphone, and as much as that can be daunting, I just feel like it's just been bubbling away underneath me, the importance of bringing this to your attention and to reassure you that it doesn't mean that you are any less of a writer to use this kind of thing. I will often say to people that the best books are written in the edits. They're not written in the first draft. And because I am currently in first draft mode, I am currently sorting through the very dense first draft that I have of this book that's coming out in June. I am in that process, and the best writing and the best sounding stuff comes from the edits. It doesn't come from necessarily a lot of the first draft. There will be paragraphs here, a sentence there, perhaps a section if I'm really lucky, where I obviously was more on fire with my writing than perhaps I was for other parts of the book, where I feel like, do you know what? I was just trying to get stuff on the page to keep momentum going. That's the stuff where the editing is the most important. So I urge you now, if book writing is on your list for 2025, and I hope it is, I truly hope it is, I want you to create your outline. And if you want help with that, we can definitely do a strategy session together. We can definitely do a couple of hours together where we do that. We sit and we create your outline. And I've done that with lots of authors. And I love doing that because it's just the chance for me to get right into the weeds with it and to really think about how can we make this book the best possible version of itself that it could be. And once you've got your outline, it is a case of looking back. Imagine yourself like you're in the British Library, if it helps you, or you're in the archives of some museum somewhere. And you are searching through what could fit in this chapter. You won't have something for everything. I would be really surprised if you managed to find something for every piece or every section of a chapter. Of course not. But to get that transcript, believe me, when I was writing the episode on procrastination, to copy and paste that into my first draft and to see another 1,000, 1,200 words pop up onto my word count was just the most joyous thing, because I'd already done the hard work. And once you've got that, you can start to add the links in to your plan and to your, if you use the Trello template, if you're part of the Happy Writers Hub, you get the template as part of being in the hub. If you work with me one-to-one, you get access to the Trello outline template. If you have that, then all I do is I just copy and paste the link to the relevant thing that I need into the plan. And then I just start copying and pasting, and I start grabbing the bits that I need, and I start putting the podcasts into Otter, getting the transcripts, all of that stuff. And then you're in this beautiful position of being able to tinker about, to start looking at what you've got, start looking at the very bare bones of the book and polishing it and improving it and editing it. And that honestly is the best part of writing a book. Is to take this really, and you know, I think I've talked about this before, that whole potter's wheel idea, where you imagine that the first draft is a lump of clay and the subsequent edits, the subsequent drafts, are you really polishing and manipulating that draft. If you imagine it like a lump of clay, when a potter sitting at a wheel and bringing that piece of pottery to life from one lump into a beautiful pot at the end of it that is glazed and decorated and looks beautiful on someone's shelf. If you can use that analogy or imagine that analogy for your book, where you are when you've dumped everything into the first draft and dumped every idea you could possibly have in that first draft, is you're then manipulating it and making it beautiful and making it the finished article. And it will be on someone's shelf or in your hands, or when you're on stage, you've got it behind you, propped up somewhere for everyone to see, or you're sending it out to clients, or it's on Amazon, or whatever you picture when you think of your book. But we have to go through this process first. So I hope you found today, it's a shorter episode today, because I just wanted to really offload all of my thoughts on this to you. And I hope it's given you confidence. I hope it's given you a feeling of excitement that you don't have to start from nothing. If you have been thinking about, is it okay to use stuff I've done before? I'm just here to say to you, of course it bloody is. Of course it is. It's absolutely okay. And it's absolutely the right thing to do, because you know that you've already poured your heart and soul into creating it in the first place. Let's just put it into the draft and let's make it even better in the edits. If you know someone else who'd enjoy this episode, then please do forward it on to them. If you haven't left a review yet, I would, well, if you were here, I'd give you a big fat kiss. That's what I'd do. Or a cuddle. And if you're neither of somebody who likes a kiss or a cuddle, I just, you know, give you a little fist pump, if that helps. But if you would leave a review, I'd be so grateful. And if you have any suggestions for episodes, or you have particular questions you'd like me to answer and create an episode out of, please just always email me. I'm always here, steph@stephcaswell.com. You can reach out and give me ideas, suggestions, things that you've been thinking about in terms of your book. Because if you've had something that you're thinking about and questioning, the likelihood is other people have too. And I can then do an episode based on any questions or things that you are thinking about. If you are interested in a book strategy hour, the link to those are in the show notes. They are on offer currently because the price is going up in April. So if you want a strategy hour before April, get one now. I've got 5 available for March, and I would love to work with you on something that is blocking you in your book writing process. I've also got a link in the show notes to the Happy Writers Hub, which is my membership. But until next time, happy writing.